That is to say, if you don't do it now, you can do it tomorrow, or you can do it next month, or you can do it next year. Salat is one of them. If you miss your salat, you can do it later. Saum is this way. If for reason you cannot fast today, you can fast it next month, next year, in winter nicely, in short days. Zakat, the same way. If you cannot pay it now, you can pay it later. Hajj, the same way. If you cannot do it this year, you can do it next year or in 10 years afterward. Those are the form of ibadat which hopefully some of us or all of us we take very seriously and we do it. The other one has no qaza. If you don't do it now, you can't do it 1 minute later. If someone is drowning, you cannot say it is time for the noon prayer, let me do my prayers first, then I will save him later. You are supposed to jump into the water and save him. If someone is hungry, you cannot say, I will feed him next month. You have to feed him now. If somebody is fainting or sick, you have to attend to him right away. You cannot say that you will attend to him in the next 5 minutes. If somebody is attacked by a tyrant, you cannot say, I will intervene next month. You know, you have to attend to his right away. Those are the ibadat which has to be attended right away, and it has no qaza. You cannot do it later. One winter Ramadan, I remember in Istanbul, there was a snowstorm. And my Sheikh Muzaffar ed-Din Efendi precisely was talking to the Ikhwan. He said, what's the matter with you? You look like as if somebody from your family had died, because everyone was... He said, there are hundreds of millions of people who are hungry and thirsty and sick and thin. Our brothers and sisters, he said, and it is not Ramadan. They are hungry and sick all the time. And besides, he said that they don't even have shoes to put on their feet in a snowy day like that. He said, now get out, all of you, and leave your shoes and walk on the snow. To feel affinity. With other human beings, with other Muslims who feel hungry day after day and night after night when it is not Ramadan, who are sick and tired. Part of Ramadan, ibadallah, is precisely to make us little thirsty and little hungry so that we remember them too. And that ibadah cannot be put to tomorrow. Do you want to know that your fasting, that your praying, that you're paying the zakat, that you're going to the Hajj is accepted or not by Allah Ta'ala. Do you want a sign from the Divine telling you your prayers, your fasting, your Hajj, your Zakat is accepted? Watch your kind of ibadat which could not be delayed or made qaza. Whether when you see someone or you hear about someone who is hungry, are you rushing to feed him? When you feel your brother or sister sick in Islam, are you rushing to help him? If you are, then your prayers and your fasting and your Hajj is accepted. But if you don't give a damn, you can pray all you want. You can fast all you want. It is not going to be accepted. We are called a jama'at. What is the meaning of jama'at? It's a bunch of people who care for each other, who love each other, who are ready to help each other, and they have gotten together precisely to actualize this unity of caring for each other. But alas, there are masjids today. Which infest, which makes the Muslims sick with the microbe of putting them against each other. Those are not jamis, those are not masjids. Because people who are poisoned by the ear is much more difficult to cure than the people who are poisoned through the mouth. Ibadallah, it is Ramadan. Here we are, little thirsty, little hungry. This little hunger and little thirst brings us together because it is something which we are doing for Allah's sake together. All 1.5 billion, inshallah, of us. So that is an element of unification of Ummat Muhammad. But it is at the same time to remind us of that other very serious form of ibadat which has no qaza. That a Muslim is a humanist. Allah Ta'ala has created us to serve in His name. Certainly not to serve Allah Ta'ala, for He needs no service. He serves us every second of our life. but to serve in His name and for His sake, His creation. And a large part of the meaning of Ramadan, ibadallah, is precisely to practice that very important side of Islam. Quench the thirst of the ones who are thirsty, not only during Ramadan, but always. Feed those who are hungry and weak, not because it is Ramadan, but always. For you can do the day you miss in Ramadan, but you cannot save someone who is in danger tomorrow. It has to be done now. Ya Arhamar Rahimin. We feel our weakness and our nothingness. With a little exercise of thirst and hunger. In that state where our egos are weakened, Ya Rabbi, bless us. Ya Rabbi, bless us with the truth of Islam. Ya Rabbi, bless us with the adab of Muhammadi and adab of Quran al-Kareem of Islam. Ya Rab, on that occasion, accept our tawbahs of the errors which we have done and have thus cleansed our hearts. For you say that you do not fit into the heavens and earth which you have created. You fit into the loving heart of your believing servant. Ya Rabbi, turn our hearts into Baytullah for the sake of this blessed man. Ameen. Bi hurmati Sayyidina Muhammad Taha wa Yasin. Allahumma salli wa sallim.